I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, August 25th. For the first time since the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic back in March, there were no new cases of the virus in Quincy yesterday. Figures released by the State Health Department show zero confirmed cases in Quincy for yesterday and 17 total active cases in the city. In addition, the death toll of 135 has remained unchanged in Quincy for over a month. There have been 1,315 recoveries and 1,521 total confirmed cases of coronavirus in Quincy. Federal agents and a hazmat response team searched the extra space storage facility behind the BJ's gas station on Liberty Street in South Quincy yesterday. Officials spent over 6 hours at the facility, some wearing hazmat suits and respirators and removing several items from the building, which was closed during the search. The FBI said it was conducting a court-approved operation as part of an ongoing federal investigation. Officials said there was no danger to the public. Patients and staff at the Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center at South Shore Hospital in Weymouth were evacuated yesterday when a cracked pipe leaked refrigerant gas on the fourth floor. 75 staffers and 50 patients were safely evacuated, and the building was deemed safe after the leak was turned off. The MBTA says it may be forced to make layoffs, fare hikes, and service cuts to make up revenue lost due to the pandemic. The T says it is facing a shortfall of at least $300 million. Police say a group of thieves are using fake debit cards to steal money from ATMs in the Boston area, including in Quincy. The group targeted the ATM at the Santander Bank on Beale Street in Wollaston last week and have struck ATMs in Dorchester and Roxbury. Suspects are described as black males driving a gray Honda. There will be two new sergeants and a new lieutenant in the Quincy Police Department today. A promotion ceremony at City Hall will promote Sergeant Matthew Panazolis to lieutenant and officers Sean McCormick and Aaron King to sergeants. Quincy's own Uncle Sam recently raised several thousand dollars for the Quincy Relief Fund by virtually biking 223 miles. The 80-year-old Sam Roundsville pedaled a stationary bike the equivalent of the distance between Quincy and Ground Zero in New York over 11 days to raise money for that fund that helps pay rent and other necessities for people impacted by the pandemic. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Tuesday and Wednesday at 5 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, August 25th.